Walk FM is pleased to present Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Abby was outside playing when her sister Lily walked past. When Abby saw Lily, she was surprised by Lily's choice of face fashion. Let's listen into their conversation.
Hi, Lily. Why exactly do you have masking tape over your mouth?
I'm not trying to say you didn't hurt anybody else's feelings.
I have no idea what you just said. Our little sister's always this crazy. I get it. Lily, did you put the tape over your mouth? So, you're wearing masking tape over your mouth, so you won't say something that'll hurt someone's feelings? How long do you think you can keep that tape on your mouth? How do you plan to eat? Get something to drink? Answer questions in school? You really didn't think this through, did you? Here, let me help.
Ow! Hey, why'd you do that for? Now I'll say things to hurt people again. I don't want to say anything mean ever again.
Lily, it's good to not want to say mean things. You should want to stop hurting people, but there's a better way to do that than covering your mouth with tape. Everyone struggles with not saying hurtful things. When we're hurt or angry, we often want to hurt the other person back, and our words are an easy way to do that. A lot of times when we're angry or upset, we only think about what we want. We want to do things our way instead of wanting to follow God's way.
Exactly. I'm always saying mean things when I'm upset or when I want to do things my way.
Yep, that's because our words come from our hearts.
Wait, I thought words came from our mouths. Our hearts are what pump blood through our bodies.
Yes, our hearts pump blood, but when I said hearts, I didn't mean that. I meant the part of us that we can't see, even with all the machines doctors have.
Oh, I know what you mean. Like when Mom says she has such a good heart, she means she's nice.
Exactly. Our hearts are where our words come from. When we have hearts that feel and think about only ourselves and what we want, mean and hurtful words will come out of our mouths. But when we have hearts that think about and focus on God, we'll start to treat others with kindness. In fact, there's a verse my Sunday school teacher challenged us to learn a few weeks ago. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. When I heard this verse, I knew I wanted to remember it. I try to pray it every morning before school. Praying it every morning helps remind me that the words that come from my mouth and the thoughts that I think throughout the day should be pleasing to God. Pray every day before school and ask God to help you think and talk the way He wants you to. You can pray to Him all through the day. And remember, it's what's in your heart that leads to mean words. The more time you spend thinking about God and His way and talking to Him, the more your heart will be filled with things that please Him.
And with blood. Just kidding. I know you meant what I think and feel. Abby, do you think we could talk to God right now?
Of course. Hi, God. This is Abby again. Thanks for hearing us and for helping us. Lily and I both struggle sometimes with what we say. Please help Lily and me say things that are pleasing to you. Amen. Do you want to say something to God too, Lily?
Yeah. God, I messed up with my words a lot. I know that when I say something mean, it hurts others, and it hurts you. Please help me use kind words today. Thanks. Amen. Thanks for helping me with that, Abby. I'm glad I don't have to wear tape all over my mouth anymore. It itched a lot. But do you know what's even worse than it itching?
No, what?
I haven't eaten anything all day. I'm starving. Do you want to come get something to eat with me?
Sure, Lily. I guess I'm kind of hungry too.
It's a good thing Lily learned a better way not to say hurtful things than to have tape over her mouth. Whoops, apparently I'm hungry too. Thanks for joining us for Good News Radio. We hope you join us again next time. Right now, I'm going to go grab a quick snack. Goodbye.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Good News Radio, a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. To hear this week's episode again or to find out more about Good News Radio, text CEF to 855-592-5536 or visit walkfm.org. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of Good News Radio.